And as you've been hearing in the news, 1,600 homes destroyed, thousands of people evacuated. The country is watching as crews battle the wildfires of Fort McMurray in northern Alberta. And with parts of northern BC already on evacuation alert due to an early start to the fire season here, this morning we are taking a look at the risks posed to cities in northern BC. In about 10 minutes, we'll talk to the former urban forester for the city of Prince George about the work she did to try and protect homes from going up in flames. But first, we're joined by Phil Burton. He's a professor of ecosystem science and management and chair of the University of Northern BC's Northwest Region. He joins me this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Carolina.
Looking at Fort McMurray, we have a city roughly the size of Prince George emptied out as homes burned to the ground. Is this something that could happen to communities here in northern BC?
Absolutely. Throughout northern BC and in the interior of BC in general, we live in fire-prone forests. Any walk in the woods will show charred stumps and logs from previous fires, maybe 50 or 100 or 200 years ago, and we can expect fires in the future right to our doorsteps.
Are there certain areas that you would say are particularly at risk?
I think the areas at risk reflect a combination of climate and forest composition and structure that prevails today. So perhaps the rain shadow areas on the lee side of our coast range, such as the Chilcotin country, the lower elevation, drier zones around the Fraser River are certainly more fire-prone. And then this has to be reviewed relative to how dense the forest is and whether it's dominated by conifers or broadleaf trees. But many of our communities fit that bill.
And how have we changed the land as well, human influence, to possibly make the wildfire situation a little more volatile?
I don't think it's so much that we have necessarily changed the land, although there has been perhaps 50 years of effective fire suppression. It's more a fact that our populations and communities have grown and grown into the forest. Many of us, myself included, like to have homes and recreational properties in the woods, and so we've expanded this forest-urban or ex-urban interface well into the dense forest rather than being concentrated in easily defendable locations.
Interesting. So whereas these forest fires may have had a natural burn cycle, now there are homes where there didn't used to be.
Exactly. That's the part of the key problem.
So given that, whose responsibility is it to try and protect cities from wildfires putting them at risk?
There are multiple levels of responsibility. After the 2003 fires in Kelowna, great efforts were put into informing homeowners and communities about how to fire smart or fireproof individual homes and communities through fuel and vegetation management in fairly short proximity to our infrastructure, to our homes and communities. But here we're talking about vegetation management and fuel reduction, say within 100 meters of those structures.
And what would that look like?
Of course, just to finish my point, all of these values are within the larger context of the provincial crown forest. So I think we have to extend that responsibility to the owner of the forest, the manager of the forest, which is in fact the province of BC as well.
Okay, so you're talking about vegetation and the responsibility there. What would it look like? What would a prime forest and vegetation look like to better protect communities?
Right. In many cases, I think the report at the bottom of the hour misquoted me. It's not a matter specifically of removing dead wood. It's really about thinning the forest, pruning the forest to elevate the crown so that grass and surface fires do not become crown fires. And then there are also issues of land use zoning and silvicultural practices. If an extreme fire ever takes off, the recommended 100-meter buffer is not a sufficient fire break. And in fact, we might want to say some of our communities should in fact be surrounded by a kilometer of farmland instead of forest. There are also issues regarding initial response and preparedness of the forest fire fighting crews.
We're going to be talking more about what cities can do to protect themselves with our next guest. But before I let you go, Dr. Burton, is there anything you would say communities could be doing right now?
I think the municipalities and First Nations governments really do need to put pressure on the provincial government to have a more strategic look at not just forest fire preparedness, but integrating that preparedness into overall forest management and planning in the long term.
Dr. Burton, good of you to join us again.
Very good.
Phil Burton is a professor of ecosystem science and management. He's also chair of the University of Northern BC's Northwest Region.